Ford lost billions of dollars on electric vehicles in 2024, and the company now says it expects to do the same this year. This week, the automaker's EV business reported a $5.1 billion loss in 2024, an increase from the $4.7 billion deficit it recorded the year prior. Now in 2025, Ford is anticipating its annual EV losses will balloon even further, reaching $5.5 billion. We expect a loss of $5 billion to $5.5 billion for Ford Model E, holding losses stable year over year, while continued industry pricing pressure remains, said Sherry House, Ford Vice President of Finance, but despite these challenges with electric vehicle profitability. The company actually exceeded Wall Street expectations with its 2024 full-year earnings. This was thanks to the money made by Ford's gasoline-powered models, which had a full-year net income of $5.9 billion and adjusted earnings totaling $10.2 billion. Meanwhile, the 2025 revenue forecasts for the automaker's EV business do not factor in potential changes in U.S. government policy. This includes potential cost increases linked to President Donald Trump's proposed 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada, both of which Ford sources EV components from. The automaker also assembles some of its electric models in Mexico for export to the U.S. and is investing heavily in an EV manufacturing facility in Canada. Ford's CEO warned that extended tariffs could lead to billions of dollars of industry profits wiped out and may result in higher vehicle prices for consumers. Additionally, the Trump administration has indicated it wants to roll back EV-related tax credits and manufacturing incentives introduced under former President Joe Biden. This could further impact the profitability outlook of Ford's EVs, though the White House will need congressional action to eliminate those subsidies. Looking ahead, the automaker is hopeful its plans to produce cheaper electric models using new battery technologies that reduce vehicle costs will ultimately help balance out the finances of its EV business.